Small business owners, have you ever tried sending out a press release about a new product or an event at your company just to hear crickets chirping in response? On today's show, we'll talk with an experienced PR professional about why most press releases flop and what you can do to actually get results the next time you send a press release out to your community. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small Biz Flash, your briefing on small business news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned, because a lot of companies think that the press release is dead, but it can be a powerful part of an attention-getting strategy if it's done correctly. We'll get to that shortly, but first, the news roundup. In welcome news for many small businesses, Visa and MasterCard have settled a major antitrust suit with merchants over swipe fees. The settlement, which took nearly 20 years of legal wrangling to resolve, offers significant relief by capping credit card swipe fees until 2030. Swipe fees, which are charged to businesses every time a customer uses a credit or debit card, have long been a burden for smaller companies. In addition, now small businesses will have the ability to collectively bargain for rates with Visa and MasterCard through merchant buyer groups. Previously, only larger players enjoyed this privilege. Jeff Brabant, the Vice President of Federal Government Relations for the National Federation of Independent Business, said that while the group was pleased with the outcome of the lawsuit, quote, "It does not solve the long-term anti-competitive rate-setting practices that are at the root of this problem. As long as the credit card networks, Visa and MasterCard, get to set the interchange rates for every bank that issues a credit card, anti-competitive pricing will remain, and small businesses will continue to pay artificially high rates," end quote. Currently, swipe fees range from about 1 to 3%. Because the consumer purchasing trend has been to use credit cards more and cash less in recent years, swipe fees have increasingly eaten into merchants' profits. Small business hiring has slowed down, according to the NFIB's March jobs report. A seasonally adjusted net 11% were planning to create new jobs in the next 3 months, down 1 point from February and the lowest level since May of 2020. Overall, 56% of owners reported hiring or trying to hire in March, unchanged from February. But here's the good news. Only 37% seasonally adjusted of all small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period, the lowest reading since January 2021 and the same as in February. Still, many struggle to find qualified applicants. Among those hiring, a staggering 86% report a lack of qualified candidates. This applicant shortage may lead to a shift in hiring plans. The report indicates a decline in the number of business owners planning to create new jobs in the coming months. Only 12% plan to add staff, the lowest level since May of 2020. But more small companies are feeling pressure from wage inflation. A net 38% seasonally adjusted reported raising compensation, up 3 points from February's lowest reading since May of 2021. A net 21% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months, up 2 points from February. There's a surge in new small businesses in the U.S., and many started as side hustles. A recent survey by Gusto found 44% of new business owners in 2023 launched their ventures while still working another job. This is almost double the rate of 27% in 2022. Experts point to a few reasons for this trend. The rise of remote and hybrid work offers more flexibility for juggling a regular job with a side hustle. Additionally, economic factors like inflation and a shaky economic outlook may be motivating people to seek additional income or career security through self-employment. You can find more information on this and other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Hey owners, I want to tell you about our sponsor, SBS Accounting and Advisors. Many entrepreneurs struggle with their business's finances, but you should enjoy your business and get back to doing what you do best. I know the folks at SBS, and you can trust them to professionally manage your bookkeeping, accounting, taxes, and payroll. SBS's website and a special offer code for Small Biz Flash listeners are in the show notes. So do yourself a favor and call SBS Accounting and Advisors today. On today's show, we have Claire Angel. You might remember Claire. She was on the December 19th edition of the podcast, and so we have her back today. Claire is the founder of Angel Consulting, and so today we're going to be talking about sort of a continuation of that last conversation, so I encourage you to go back and listen to that previous episode. But Claire, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for coming back and sharing more of your knowledge today.
Thank you, Adam, for having me back.
Absolutely. So just as a refresher, maybe for those that didn't catch the previous episode on December 19th, can you tell us just a little bit about what Angel Consulting does and what you guys are all about?
Absolutely. So we are a public relations company, and we are in the impact space. So we're really about elevating the voice of purpose-driven leaders through the three main tactics of PR, which are media, speaking, and award opportunities.
So today we're talking about press releases, and I know there's maybe a little bit of confusion out there in the world about press releases and are they even still useful or not? Are they obsolete? So kind of educate us briefly on what is the state of the world vis-a-vis press releases.
That's a really, usual question. Is I have a lot of clients who come to me and say, I want a press release, and is the press release still relevant? The answer is yes, but in a very particular case. First and foremost, press release distributed on the wire, which is a platform we use for mass distribution of this type of communication, will not get you press coverage, which sounds counterintuitive. Okay. So when to actually do a press release? There's a few instances where it can actually be helpful. First, if you have a big announcement, company launch, new products, new location, a book launch, think of something that is altering in the life of your organization. That's the type of news that you want to capture in a press release. Then what a press release will do is that it will help with SEO optimization. Right. And it will also add a sense of legitimacy to the news you're sharing. And that's really why you're doing it. But think of the media is in a competing environment. They know that if you've distributed a press release on the wire, their competitors have received the exact same information. So except if you're in a ground, news breaking type of space, they probably won't tag that press release at face value and right from there. So right. The way we leverage the press release in my company is that what we do is we do it for the SEO optimization. We do it for that extra sense of legitimacy. And then we don't count on just a wire to obtain press coverage. What we do is we'll select the biggest pickup of that press release. So think Yahoo Finance, Associated Press, those kind of big names. And instead of sending the press release as an attachment as part of our 101 outreach to targeted reporters, mm-hmm. we're going to send the link to the pickup that will have that big name recognition of Associated Press or Yahoo Finance or, another press okay. and media platform. But you still have to do the hard work, that relationship aspect of PR, which it literally is in the name, it's all about, is writing that personalized outreach to a reporter that is not mass in nature. And that's the only way really today to obtain media coverage.
Yeah, that's great insight. And I think too, for most of our listeners who are small business owners, they're, if they're trying to get press coverage, it's going to be of a local nature anyway, right? And so I think one of the things back to your point about, kind of like it needs to be newsworthy. It can't be, hey, we're going to have a you know, a sale next weekend kind of thing. That's not newsworthy. It needs to be something unique, something that's interesting, because you kind of have to put your journalist hat on. And I used to be a journalist, and I guess I kind of still am with the News Roundup and things like that, right? It has to be something that is appealing to an audience. And if you're a journalist and you're writing a story, then if you're writing something that happens every day and that there's no uniqueness to, well, then nobody's going to read it. So if you are trying to get a journalist's attention, then you have to think like they do. And you have to have a story, a scoop that they would want. And if you don't, then you're not going to ever, your press release is never going to go anywhere. I hope that is kind of helpful. And I guess the other thing that I would maybe add, and you tell me if I'm on the right track here, is that, even within the local community, you've got like your standard newspaper and your TV stations that have news departments. Those might be kind of hard to crack, but then you've got all these other media outlets, like all the publications that you see for free in restaurants and things like that. And there's all sorts of websites and things that you might be able to get some attention through some of those other alternative media outlets, where maybe you won't be able to get on the 5 o'clock news or in the local newspaper, but that's okay. There are other places where you could get some traction.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the national aspect. I would not discount it in trade publication. If it's something very narrow and your message is very much aligned with that information, I would certainly not discount it.
Right. And that's a great point. And I know you and I were talking before, I believe, offline a few weeks ago when we were kind of planning this episode. I was able, in a previous role, to get someone in my company quoted in a Wall Street Journal newsletter, just through kind of some persistence and by showing that we had something newsworthy to talk about, where a reporter had, kind of access to somebody who was a newsmaker, or at least had made kind of some moves in the industry that they wanted to report on. And so because we had something of value to that reporter, then they were interested and we were quoted and, mentioned in this Wall Street Journal newsletter and got the name of the company mentioned, et cetera. So yes, trade publications and newsletters and things like that. Absolutely. So thank you for mentioning that, because that had kind of escaped my mind. Claire, thanks again. This has been really helpful information, and we'll put all your information about how to contact you in the show notes. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Adam, for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Before we go, could I ask a quick favor? Would you please rate and review the show on your favorite podcast app? That helps others find the show. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.